victory signs and smiling faces. This was the scene in El Mleha city, east of the capital Damascus. The foreign-backed insurgents had tried to stage their attack on Damascus from this city and to turn El Mleha into their major battle line against the government forces. El Mleha city was the residence of over 300,000 persons. You can see behind me the effects and the aftermath of the fighting in this area. House to house fighting, apartment to apartment has left damages on every building in the city. The Syrian army fought very hard in this area because this was the front line that the militants has established to protect their areas they're holding in Damascus countryside in eastern Ghouta. And this was the closest points, one of the closest points that the militants has ever got to the Syrian capital, Damascus.
A swift attack over the past 3 days dealt the final blow to al-Nusra Front and the Islamic Front, the main insurgents' factions in the city. The extremist militant factions used every tactic they had to stop the army from retaking the city.
It was 3 days ago that they attacked us in their final attempt to stop us by sending two armored vehicles loaded with tons of explosives and driven by two attackers. We stopped them and managed to keep the momentum of the attack.
Regaining control of El Mleha will have important results on the fight in Damascus countryside.
By this, we will further secure the perimeter of the Syrian capital. Their ability to fire mortars and rockets into eastern parts of Damascus will be reduced drastically, something that the residents will feel immediately.
The Syrian army is now moving to prepare and attack other major towns in Damascus countryside that are still under insurgents' control, mainly Douma. A task that won't be easy, but after El Mleha, the army seems to be having the upper hand. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus countryside.